basketball continues here on GWRadio.com.
Colonials trail by 17 with 11:49 to go in regulation. If they come back from this, it will match their largest comeback of the year. They came back from down 17 at Xavier back on February 2nd. That is considered by many to be the win of the season, as winning at Xavier was one of the many magical wins the Colonials have had this season, 26 in total, compared with just two losses, but they trail big here in the NCAA tournament, 61-44.
Yeah, they were down 17 in that game, but that was in the first half. This with 12 minutes to go here, they really need a mini run right here. They need to cut it to 12, get it within 10 with about 8 minutes to go. That's got to be the goal, which means they need a run now. They got 4 minutes, really, to put something together. Going into the under-8 timeout, you need the game to be within 10 points.
If you're Coach Carl Hobbs, what is the Colonial you're going to pick out to go and do some damage?
Mental bombs, give them the ball. Give them the ball in the paint. I mean, let these guys pound the ball inside, get a couple buckets, and crash the board. They have been taking jump shots, and no one's been in the paint to rebound or try to get second-chance points.
Also, it is for the interior players for GW. Those are all the seniors, too. Mensa Bantu, Williams, and Mike Hall. And you want to let those guys go out on their own terms, go down fighting. And with the guards not hitting their jump shots, it doesn't sound like a bad idea.
Yeah, only 16-41 in the game are the Colonials.
Hinnock inbounds it to Mike Hall. Gets it to Carl Elliott between the circles. W running their offense. Still looking a little slow in the offensive set. Nilo Pinnock gets it to the post for Potsmith Abatu, who is pushed from behind. Foul will go on Mitch Law, and that is his third. GW will inbound from underneath their own basket, their own offensive basket. Fourth team foul on UNCW, and that will get Vladimir Kulyanin back in the game. He'll come in for Law. Kulyanin's played very well today. He's got 12 points.
But you see what happens? You go in the post, quick foul already. You know, that's what happens when you get inside the pops.
Cannot take the inbound. Nice floating six-footer. That's good. And GW back in the press. 46-61 the score. Carter getting it up to Wyrick. And a long pass and a foul called as Mensa Bantu almost had his hand on the ball intended for Todd Henley. But when Henley recovered it, Mensa Bantu drove him out of bounds. Easy foul call there. Push on Pops, his first, team's fourth.
But not a bad one. If he doesn't foul him there, that's an easy deuce for UNC Wilmington.
Goldsbury on the Greensboro logo. Gets it off to Carter, top of the key. Goes right side for Wyrick. Wyrick underneath, easy finish, plus a foul on Mike Hall. Todd Henley finishes the deuce. He can put UNCW up 18 with his free throw.
And the Colonials are losing their matchups within every pick and screen, and right now they're just getting beaten to the hole. That's on Mike Hall.
This is honestly astounding to see GW just not playing very well against the Seahawks. All the matchups seem to favor the Colonials, and UNCW is sticking it to GW. The free throw is good. The score is 64-46 with 11:08 to go. Elliott across the timeline again. Moving to his right, trying to find Rice off the pick, and instead throws high post for Mike Hall. He'll get a screen from Pinnock. Pinnock kick out, three ball in the air, no good. Rebound Mensa Bantu. He passes out for Elliott. He'll set up for three. That's good. Nice pass there by Mensa Bantu. Lead back down to 15, 64-49. Carl Elliott with the steal on the turnover. Gets it to Pinnock in the corner. Kick out. Elliott puts up another three. That's good. Carl Elliott back-to-back threes. GW cuts the lead to 12, 64-52. Again with the trap, and a timeout has to be taken by Coach Brownell of UNC Wilmington. GW's press finally starts to pay off. They get a three, and then they cause a quick turnover and turn it around into another three-point 6-0 run for the Colonials.
And Elliott, the guy stepping up, hitting 2 3-pointers in a row and getting the steal. They needed that. Elliott only 4-10 in this game, but 3-4 from beyond the arc. And if the Colonials can find a way to get back into this game, they're going to have to play better defense. They right now, UNC Wilmington shooting 68% on 25 of 37 shooting. They have to cut down on the layups they're giving up.
And an amazing thing in the huddle, I don't think I've ever seen this, Coach Hobbs taking a secondary role as Coach Potsmith Abantu took over that huddle, and there wasn't a lot of play calling. It was a lot of yelling, pumping up his squad. This is one senior that does not want to go home.
Well, they know every defense they're supposed to do. They know where they're supposed to be on the court. It's time to execute. there's a 10 minutes and 30 seconds left in your season if you don't win today.
UNCW sets up in a 1-4 press break. Still can't get it in. They throw the length of the floor and do get it into Weirich. Weirich, though, immediately trapped by four Colonials. Pinnock can't steal the extra pass, and Goldsberry will set up the offense for UNCW. Goldsberry drives the paint, blocking call before the jump shot went up. It is against Regis Kunja. It's his third. The team six. Next one will put UNCW in the bonus.
And that's now three on Rice, Kunja, and Pinnock. But once again, a good foul as Goldsberry had a good open look at the rim.
Seahawks throw it in deep to Weirich. Weirich gets it off to Carter. Elliott defending. Passes off to Henley on the right wing. Henley hand off Carter into the paint. Shot up. Partially blocked by Mensabantu, and Elliott comes down with the rebound. He'll cross over at midcourt. Steps up. Three ball in the air again. Back iron, no good. Rebound brought down by Carter, but stolen by Pinnock, and he lays it in for two. Colonials cut it down to 10, 54-64 in favor of UNCW, and they trap again. Rice the steal. Rice up with the right hand. It's good. GW tearing through UNCW right now. The lead down to 8, 64-56, and they're trapping again. Weirich gets across the timeline. Mensabantu, big push foul there. He just lost his balance, and now he'll help up Mitch Law. But what a tear by the Colonials on that run. They trailed by 18. They've gone on a 10-0 run.
A 10-0 run caused by the traps. Elliott doing a good job with a steal and a couple threes earlier, but now it's Maurice Rice. Pinnock getting involved, getting the energy up, and Mensabantu goes to the bench knowing he got his team's energy up and their confidence back up. And now they're within eight with 9.5 minutes to go. This is what I said they had to do.
Mitch Law to the line for 1-1. First one is up. No good. Rebound, Mike Hall. And Kunja leading the break the other way. Quickly after Maurice Rice. No look pass. Pinnock lays it up, or he tries to. He was taken out at the legs again. He goes falling into the camera pit, and no call.
Frankly, that's an awful call, Sam. That should have been out of bounds on Pinnock or a foul. They just gave the ball to GW and said, hey, we didn't know what to call, son.
GW gets the ball. Carl Elliott between the circles. 8-point deficit for GW. They're on a 10-0 run. Elliott, pick from Kunja, gives it off to him. Kunja into the paint, goes up with the right hand. No, kicks it off for Hall, who finishes. Plus the foul. Mike Hall, what a dish by Regis Kunja. Colonials can cut it to 5.
And Hall and Omar Williams were just taken out of the game a couple minutes ago to think about the situation. When they were down by 18, they were taken out to think about the situation. Hall just got put back in. He makes a play. Omar Williams now coming back in. And maybe it's his turn now to step up and be a senior leader.
Mike Hall has 8. That is the 4th foul on Mitch Law. That is a big one. 5 team fouls against the Seahawks. And Mike Hall, one of the best free throw shooters on the team, to the line for the and one. Bends the knees, puts it up with the right hand. Nothing but net. GW within 5. They have come storming back. 13-0 run for the Colonials. They put the press on again. Weirich to Goldsberry. Still not across the timeline. Back to Weirich. Still not across the timeline. They finally get the pass off. It's bobbled momentarily by Henley. But he gets it back to Goldsberry, who pushes off Elliott and is trapped again. He bowls over Elliott. Traveling calls. And Carl Elliott gives a yell to the crowd. GW has stormed back into this game when it looked like they were almost conceding their season.
A 13-0 run right now. And right there was Goldsberry trying to create space by headbutting into Maurice Rice, creating a travel. And now the Colonials, with all the momentum, a chance to cut this game to 2 or 3.
The GW contingent rises to their feet. So does the UNCW fans. Pinnock, interior pass to Mike Hall. Kick out for Elliott as they start the play. Corner, Pinnock to the right wing. Left wing now. Elliott, 3 is up. No good. Pinnock taken out by Todd Henley. Henley, the big center for UNCW. He picks up his 3rd, the 16th foul, and GW will get another shot at this possession. Nice hustle play by Pinnock. He really didn't have a chance at that rebound, but a bad, bad play by Henley to just take him out.
But it wasn't even he didn't have a chance. He was at least crashing the boards. He was going with his heart after that ball and created an opportunity where a foul can be called and the Colonials can retain possession.
Mike Hall takes the inbounds pass from Omar Williams, backs it out to Maurice Rice on the right wing. To Elliott between the circles. Now they go left side for Mike Hall. to the top of the key. Omar Williams to Carl Elliott, right wing. They're trying to post up Pinnock on Goldsbury. They get the matchup. Pinnock rises up from 14. Back iron, no good. Rebound, Omar Williams in traffic. He'll go up strong. No, he can't. He's trapped. He tries to get the pass off, but it's picked by T.J. Carter. Carter, though, is picked by Elliott, and GW back the other way. Rice, up and under move. It's good! Maurice Rice has 17, and the Colonials are within three. Coach Hobbs is jumping up and down, trying to get them back in the press. Wyrick brings it up to Carter. Carter on the half-court line, back to Wyrick. Wyrick finally gets it across to Goldsbury, fakes the three into the corner for Ayebo. Now a long three by Carter, in and out, rebound Omar Williams. Omar Williams' seventh rebound of the game, and Maurice Rice will bring it up for GW. Passes to Williams on the left side, 7:30 to go. Omar Williams crosses over, gives it to Pinnock. Colonials on a 15-0 run. They go underneath for Mike Hall, fouled as he goes up. It is against number 42, Beckham Wyrick, his third, team seventh, GW, 15-0 run. Can you believe it, folks? Colonials on a tear. We'll see if they can finish it off in the next 7:24 when we come back. Don't go anywhere, folks. You're listening to Colonials Basketball on WRGW, GWRadio.com.